morning.
Morning.
How are you guys this morning?
Good.
Yeah, everyone's looking so nice.
Oh, yeah, you made these last week.
Mm-hmm. So, what Sunday are we in the season of Advent?
Summer.
Yeah, well, we are coming. We're in fall, actually. We're coming into winter. But what season in the season of Advent, which is the season in the church year? If you look over at the candles, that will give you a hint over there.
Hello.
Sun.
Yeah. Sunny.
How many candles are lit?
Three.
Yeah, we're in the third
week
of Advent. How many more Sundays before Christmas comes?
Six.
A hundred.
Oh, my.
Whoa. 21.
We have, not counting this Sunday, so next week we have one more Sunday before Jesus is born. What do we call that day that Jesus is born?
Halloween.
Christmas, not Halloween. Christmas is that day. So these kids are on fire today. I love it. Now, one of the answers could be Hanukkah, but I'm not so sure.
Angel.
Yes, we have our angel here.
And bad guy.
That's not a bad guy.
This is Joseph.
I'm going to hold this, okay, Jonathan? Right now I'm going to hold him, okay? So, this is who? Joseph. And this is?
An angel.
Yes. Okay, so I'm going to tell you a story, but you got to come over here to watch it, because you have to watch this. Now, how many of you have ever gone to sleep? Anybody here ever sleep? Yeah, me too. Anybody here ever have dreams? You ever have dreams when you sleep?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anybody here ever go to sleep? Anybody ever have dreams? Some people don't have dreams. But I'm going to tell you, last night I had the strangest dream. You want to hear my dream? Okay. So I dreamt that I went to bed and there was this, like somebody said, you know, you should run for being the tax collector. I think I had the sermon on my brain, and I said, the tax collector, and they said, oh, yeah, I vote for you. So I said, okay. So I put my name on the ballot, and guess who won being the tax collector?
God.
Me. So I woke up, I said to Carl, you know, guess what, I'm the tax collector now. It was the strangest dream I ever had. Well, Joseph had a strange dream.
I'm going to tell you.
So Joseph went to bed. Now, he had a lot of things on his mind, okay? So he was engaged to be married, which back then was like being married. And Mary wasn't living with him yet, because back then you lived apart for a year. The husband would go get the house ready, and the wife would stay with her mom. And so Joseph found out that Mary was pregnant. And he said, oh my gosh, but that's not my baby. So he went to bed, and he said, I'm gonna divorce her very quietly so nothing happens. So he goes to sleep, right? That's what he's going to do.
The angel.
Okay, one second. So then he starts to have a dream. Guess what the dream was? He dreamt that an angel came to him.
The angel.
Okay? So here's the dream that he had. The angel came and said, Joseph,
and you wake
don't.
Up.
No, he didn't wake up. Leave him down. Joseph, don't divorce Mary, because the baby that she's going to have is from God. And so you need to stay with her. And you
and
need to raise the baby. Okay, and it's a very, very special baby. And I'm going to tell you what the baby's name should be.
What? Jesus.
Jesus. And that means, do you know what that means? The one who saves. And so Joseph woke up from the dream. What do you think he first thought? Was that for real?
No.
Oh, but it was for real. And it was for real. And so he married Mary. And when she gave birth, what do you think she named the baby?
Jesus.
Jesus. And what does that mean?
Nothing.
It means Savior. Yes, it means God saves. Isn't that awesome? Yeah. It's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful dream that Joseph had. So let's pray together. And in Sunday school, you're going to learn more about angels. And guess what you're going to make today?
Angel.
an angel to put on your Christmas tree. So you can always remember this story about Joseph.
Didn't we have an angel?
Yeah, you're making another angel. There's lots of angels during this time of year, isn't there? And what do angels do again? Do you remember?
Fly.
They come. They are a messenger from God, right? They give comfort. And what's the other thing they do? They sing praises, yes, and they pray. So now we're going to pray together. I'm going to take this angel, and we're going to pray together. Ready? Come, Lord Jesus. You are our Savior. And you sent God your messengers to tell everyone that the Savior was coming. And we give you thanks for those messengers, and we give you thanks for those who heard the message. So be with us today that we may hear and see you doing things that are phenomenal in the world. We ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. You guys can head back.